Welcome back to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, May 4th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall, now on the recovery side of a cold, so we have some catching up to do. On Monday, DigiTimes reported that the rumored 13-inch MacBook with Retina display and prices below the $1,300 12-inch MacBook isn't expected to debut in June as previously rumored. Instead, the new MacBook is expected to arrive closer to fall. According to DigiTimes, suppliers have parts ready to go and are waiting for the signal to start building, which suggests a processor holdup could be the bottleneck. And on Tuesday, Apple announced its Q2 2018 results with $61.1 billion in revenue and $13.8 billion in profit earned from selling 52.2 million iPhones, 9.1 million iPads, and 4 million Macs. Apple had offered revenue guidance between $60 billion and $62 billion. That compares to $52.9 billion in revenue a year ago, $11 billion in profit a year ago, 50.7 million iPhones sold a year ago, 8.92 million iPads sold, and 4.19 million Macs sold the same quarter a year ago. Apple's stock price was rewarded for the positive quarter, where the iPhone X outperformed pessimistic analyst expectations when shares of Apple stock began trading at an all-time high on Friday. That bump came thanks in part to news that Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway firm bought 75 million shares of Apple stock in Q1, bringing the firm's stake up to $42.5 billion. And on Thursday, Sonos invited 9to5Mac and other media to a special event taking place in San Francisco on June 6th, just 2 days after WWDC's opening keynote. Sonos is expected to unveil a new soundbar that has voice control with Alexa built in, and AirPlay 2 will presumably be supported and maybe even released by then. And today, Texture, the digital magazine subscription service that Apple bought in March, announced that its Windows app will no longer work starting June 30th. Texture still will work on iOS and Android, but the subscription service is expected to eventually be rolled into Apple News, which leaves the fate of the Android app unclear. Okay, and because it's Friday, let's check in with Trevor at 9to5 Toys and hear about the best deals to look for this weekend.
You're going to want to check out Best Buy's new Mother's Day sale, which includes CarPlay units from $350. These are some of the best prices we've seen historically, so if you've been waiting to jump in on Apple's CarPlay ecosystem, now is the time to do it. You can also save $50 on Apple Watch Series 3, priced from $279 in various sizes and colors. And our friends at Pat and Quill are also taking 25% off site-wide for Mother's Day. That includes their leather bags, iPhone cases, totes, and more. As always, be sure to give us a follow on Twitter at 9to5Toys and like our Facebook page for the latest deals, news, and more.
Yeah, I have to emphasize that last part because there were some deals today that were super temporary, but you could take advantage of them if you saw them when they were like brand new. But if you find them later, then you miss out. So definitely follow as closely as possible. And let's also check in with Bradley Chambers in his most recent Making the Grade column.
Thanks, Zach. So in my article this week, I was looking at the Apple TV and its role in the classroom. And, you know, it's not that I don't like it, or, you know, I love Apple TVs personally, but I just don't think it's really worth the cost or the hassle. It's not the cheapest device. It's $149. And of course, you do need to pair that with a projector or a TV. And you know, it does add up, especially if you've got a large district. Now, I'm a big fan of just a very large TV with an HDMI plug, either going to Lightning for the iPad or to Thunderbolt for like a MacBook Air. And, you know, a lot of the comments have been, have kind of mentioned, oh, well, students can use AirPlay to show what they're working on the screen. And now that's true, but by using the Apple Classroom app, teachers can actually do that much faster. They can display any student's work on the screen at any time. And with AirPlay, you have to wait for it, you know, prompt the passcode, student has to enter it in, they have to disconnect. It is kind of a little bit longer of a process. And so for that reason, I don't know. It's not my favorite device in the classroom. It's not that it's bad. It's just not my absolute favorite device. The AirPlay has gotten better. in recent versions, but it's still, when it doesn't work, there's just no troubleshooting. Either it works or it doesn't. And like I said, so yeah, good device. I just don't think it's a must have for the classroom. For my money, I'll take a large TV with a hardwired connection any day. It's just a lot faster to connect and disconnect and just requires less maintenance overall.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily and Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday. Back next week.